Rallies have been a staple of Donald Trump's campaign, and on Sunday, several thousand people gathered at the Collier County Fairgrounds to hear the Republican presidential candidate speak. Lee Bostick owns a fishing charter business on Marco Island. She and her husband made the trip to northern Collier County to support Trump. Bostick cites her concerns about corruption and immigration this election, but her biggest worry is health care and the rising costs that she says her business and her family can't afford.
My health insurance has gone up over 100%. For me alone, we pay over $1,100 a month just to cover my health insurance. And it's almost impossible for me to afford a plan.
Trump flew into the rally a few minutes ahead of schedule, landing just yards from the podium in a helicopter with the real estate mogul's name emblazoned on the side. Trump's speech rang familiar bells, condemning trade deals like NAFTA, pledging to build a wall along the Mexican border, and lambasting what he calls President Obama and then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's mishandling of Iraq and ISIS. But the Republican candidate also focused on issues specifically geared to South Florida.
A Trump administration will also work alongside you to restore and protect the beautiful Florida Everglades. Our plan will also help you upgrade water and wastewater so that the Florida aquifer is pure and safe from pollution. We will also repair the Herbert Hoover Dyke in Lake Okeechobee.
Trump also laid out a plan for the first 100 days of his administration, what he calls a 100-day contract, vowing to refreeze the thawing relationship between the U.S. and Cuba, and laying out a plan to bolster defense spending and law enforcement nationwide. Efforts he promised would see deployment in Florida waters.
New Navy and Coast Guard ships will patrol the Florida coast to prevent drugs and terrorists from entering our shores.
Shortly after finishing his speech, it was back to the Trump helicopter. The candidate took off and headed east, where he moves on to two more days of Florida events. Trump has rallies in St. Augustine and Tampa on Monday, with stops in Stanford and Tallahassee on Tuesday. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton also plans to campaign in Florida. She's in Coconut Creek on Wednesday. Her vice presidential pick, Tim Kaine, is in Miami and Palm Springs on Monday. Matthew Smith, WGCU News.